Blog Talk Radio.
You wanna be real. You wanna be empty inside. You wanna be someone. Laying down your pride. You wanna be someone someday. Lay it all down before the king. Oh yeah. You wanna be whole. You wanna have purpose inside. You wanna have virtue. And purify your mind. You wanna be set free today. Lay it all down before the king. This is my desire. This is my return. This is my desire to be used by you. Wanna be real, you wanna be emptied inside, and I know my heart is to feel you near, and I know my life is to do your will, is to do your will. This is my desire.
Sure.
You know, I started back in October 2011 with traveling ministry, and about 6 months later took a trip out to Uganda that radically changed my entire life. And so from there, I've been seeing healings happen, and that's kind of what's on my heart is training and equipping the church to do what Jesus commissioned us to do. So healing's one of those things, spiritual gifts, prophetic gifts, evangelism. You know, I want to help the church basically look like Jesus in power and also in character. So that's kind of the other side of the coin that some folks teach one or the other, and I just know it's my commission from the Lord to do both and see it all working together. So yeah, we I do stuff in Uganda, I do stuff around the world in different countries, and especially here in America, and we see Jesus do all kinds of crazy miracles, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Amen. Now, I was going to ask you, I know you went to Uganda last year. Well, I think you actually just got back too, ain't you?
Yeah, I was in Uganda the last 2 weeks. I got back on Monday.
That's awesome.
If I may ask, what part of Uganda did you go to?
That was southeast Uganda. There's a city named Bugiri, and that's probably the closest thing you'll find on Google Maps. And we were about a half hour north of there into the bush, basically, in the villages.
Okay. I have a friend who's got a ministry set up in Karamoja. That's why I
okay.
asked.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I was going to ask you, now, tell me a little bit about what happened last year when you was in Uganda.
Yeah, last year we had a big monstrous crusade that we put on, as well as all the normal village ministry that we normally do. But doing a monstrous crusade like that in a big city, I mean, big city is kind of the wrong term because it's just a town, but there was still a lot of people. We had probably 5,000 people over the course of 3 days. The biggest crowd was about 3,000, but we asked how many came, for the first time, and that kind of helped us gauge. It was probably around 5,000 altogether. But yeah, the first night we had about 700 people instantly healed, and then immediately on the heels of that did Salvation Call. And, we've got video of hundreds of hands going up in the air. So it was pretty awesome seeing what God did. It's a little hard to count those numbers, especially since, about a half hour after we had them all raise their hands for salvation, they came to me and said, we want to collect names for follow-up. So we asked the people to come forward, and there was only like 80. So it's kind of like some of the people may have left, some of them may have chickened out, some of them just maybe didn't want to give their names. So, it's all, you're in Africa and you just have to play it by ear. But we had that happen. We had, a bunch of stuff we did out in the villages, a whole lot of ministry. Over the course of 10 days, we saw about 1,000 healings and several hundred salvations. So that was pretty great. The conservative number on salvations is probably around 200 and 250, somewhere in there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell us the craziness that was going behind the scenes that you didn't know nothing about that the Lord was working out for you.
Yeah. It started out with, before we even went to do the crusade, word came a couple days prior that, the church was all excited. They're, all the Christians in the village, they're like, yay, Jesus answered our prayers. And they come and tell me that this gunman showed up and opened fire. I'm like, what are you talking about? So they now tell me this backstory, like they didn't want to, they were embarrassed at what had happened. So the church had booked the field. They had, this whole soccer field at a primary school ready. And then a secular concert organization came and said, we want to do 10 days. And those 10 days were basically going to engulf our 3 days. And so, it's Africa and they don't run things like they do here. And since this organization was offering more money than we were because they were doing more days, the school said yes, and they double-booked the field. So that left us, again, I know nothing about it, but the church is scrambling to figure out what are we going to do. They took the whole matter to court. Basically what the court said was, you know, since the secular organization came second, they have to build a hedge between the two stages, which is, you know, like a little tiny fence between the blaring loud secular music and then where we are preaching the gospel. And, I mean, to make matters worse, it's like those are the people we want at our gospel presentation, you know. So, you know, the church is praying. They're having these all-night fasting and prayer things, trying to, like, break through on this and see some sort of victory. And, you know, 2 days before the event, we get this word out in the bush that a gunman had opened fire. Well, what actually happened, you know, again, we didn't know this yet, but what actually happened is there was the singer who was supposed to come that night, the secular singer, was late. And the people there thought that the ones organizing the event had cheated them out of their money and the guy never was coming. And so the crowd got kind of unruly. And so they started throwing stones at the stage, ended up demolishing all the sound equipment and everything. The gunshot rumor was because the police had fired a couple warning shots in the air, but no one was actually shot or anything. But, you know, these riots break out in the city. The singer finally shows up. They stoned his car. He had to drive away. And, you know, it was just chaos in the city. But the plus side was, you know, we got the whole field to ourselves. Their whole concert was shut down. You know, I tell people that, you know, the good news is we got the field to ourselves. The bad news is we found out that this crowd was prone to rioting. So, you know, that's all gone down. And now we finally show up at the crusade. And there was a group of Muslims who came with gasoline to burn down our stage. And, you know, we speculate, because of the timing, we wonder if it was probably to burn it down with us on it. I'm not sure. The police caught them, so yay police. And, you know, it was just one adventure after the next. We have all kinds of crazy stuff happen out there. I mean, my first trip, we preached in a Muslim village that was overrun with witch doctors. And, you know, it's just something you face out there, and God blesses the ministry, you know.
Amen. 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 It's awesome how the Lord is fixing things behind the scenes that you don't know about to get things ready for his gospel to be taught. And it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
How he does that. And you're actually showing and telling how this stuff works. And we've had Karen Dunn on here. She's an apostle that actually lived in Jerusalem. And she has Muslims attacking her church in Jerusalem, throwing gas cans and stuff in there and crazy stuff. So the last month we've been hearing a lot of stories like that. But I'm telling you, the Lord really protects his people, and, you know, stories like this just really show it. Now, Art, how did the visit this time go?
It was awesome. You know, this time we didn't do the Monstrous Crusade, so that scales back the numbers significantly. Basically, all our ministry was done out in these rural villages. We did do a tiny crusade at, like, you know, we put about a tenth of the money into it. So it was real small, probably 250 people on the biggest day. There was only 2 days. Altogether, over the course of 10 days, we had 21 salvations and roughly 125 healings. And five of these villages, we saw 100% results of testable conditions from people who wanted to be healed. So that's a whole lot of fun because, you know, it kind of ruins all the questions about God's will to heal that people have. And, you know, everybody got healed. It actually sounds like the book of Acts and the life and ministry of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about there, brother. That's what it's all about right there. And it's kind of unique when you go to some of the churches here in the States where the power of God is not moving, and you go start talking about things like that, then it makes their eyes just bobble, you know. that's awesome. And, it's going on all the time. And, you know, they're saying there's a lot more miracles happening. There's all type of unique things that the Lord is doing nowadays. And, it's awesome what's going on there. Now,
yeah.
Art, you're gonna be down here in North Carolina for a whole week, ain't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
You got some unique things going on down here. You're going to be on the Sid Ross show the 14th, I think. No, the 12th, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the taping, but it's not when it airs. But,
yeah,
our movie Paid in Full about physical healing, they wanted to feature it. So they're having me come down and interview for that. I'm actually doing their radio interview tomorrow. And they've also asked me to film a six-hour school of ministry thing for them. So there's a whole lot of stuff I'm doing while I'm there. It's going to be busy. And then we head straight from there over to Raleigh.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, that, the Sid Ross Show, it really touches a lot of people's lives. And are you going to do a training while you're in the studio with the audience?
Pretty much. I mean, we're going to – I'm just going to kind of roll with the punches with whatever questions he's asking. But yeah. I did suggest to them that I'd love to minister healing to the people in the studio audience. So we'll see what happens.
That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome. You know, everybody just watch for Sid Ross and when this show actually airs. And when I get the details of when it airs, I'll shoot up out to everybody on Facebook and on the Healing Life page and let y'all know where y'all can be. Stay tuning to the show and can't wait to see Art show up there. But that's
thanks.
Awesome that you've been asked to come on there. But what we're going to do right quick, we're going to go right into a song and we'll be right back.
We are the light of the world.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Stan, and we're talking to Art Thomas. And I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Robert. He's got a few questions he's going to ask.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Art, I have a question for you. I just wanted to share a little bit with us about the type of barriers that you guys faced when you were in Uganda, the barriers of language and maybe the culture, and what type of tools did you guys use to be able to fellowship and communicate with the people?
Yeah, one of the most valuable things we've found is we live in the village with the people instead of, you know, running off to some hotel somewhere. You know, some people, that's probably the most effective they can do, and so God bless them for doing that. But for us, we really felt challenged. You know, my first trip out there, I lived in the village with the pastor, and all the village could talk about was how loved they felt because of that. And so this was our fourth trip, and we've continued to stay in the village with the people. And so that tends to break down a lot of the barriers. The people who would be opposing us, because they see that we're trusting them and we're, you know, living with them, that breaks down a lot of that problem. As far as language barriers, there's probably like, you know, technically English is the official language of East Africa, but really only about a third of the people that I run into speak English or some semblance thereof.
Right.
And so, you know, we have the pastor that we live with, he translates for us. Pretty much every church has its own translator, so we're really in good shape, but usually he does it for us. And so we do good. I mean, I've devoted a lot of time to learning Swahili, which is, you know, Kenya's language. And so you find in Uganda, maybe half the people speak Swahili while a third speak English. So, you know, I can communicate a little bit. I don't know it super well, but I can at least get a few words in here and there. And then the same thing with Luganda, which is the national language. We're able to communicate little bits here and there, tribal dialects like Lusoga. So, I mean, it's just a big learning process. I could by no means preach in their language, but, you know, they feel loved when you say a few words in their language, and that's really helpful.
Amen. So when it came time to actually minister Christ to them, Jesus to them, or healing to them, then you would just speak in your interpreter would help you out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, no videos or anything. Okay.
Yeah, we're out in the bush with no power, no no running water, no electricity. You know, this is like a very different setting. So what we do is we go out there, we preach the gospel, tell them all about Jesus, tell them you know, what his blood paid for, which is their forgiveness and their healing, their deliverance from darkness. And then what I do is, you know, in most of these villages we went to, we'd have a salvation call first, have people get saved, and then I'd bring maybe some little kid who just got saved up to the front to minister healing and demonstrate to the congregation how to do it. And then as those people are instantly healed, we then get the rest of the congregation to minister healing to the rest who need healing. The only village that didn't work in was this one Muslim village. I did an altar call for salvation. Nobody responded, and I said, well, let me show you how good Jesus is, and ministered healing to a few people, and then asked for salvation again, and there was, if I remember right, I think it was six kids that raised their hands and gave their lives to Jesus. So that was pretty cool, but most of the time we bring them up to demonstrate, and they learn to do it in their own language.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Chris,
hey. Hey, Art, what are some of the differences from, like, Uganda, ministering in the United States and ministering in Uganda?
Yeah, I think all the differences are on the expressive side, just because you got to, you know, work with a translator, and there's some cultural barriers. You know, you can't tell your funny stories and everything because the humor just doesn't translate, you know. So it really, you even have to use a different sense of humor in order to, you know, make them laugh or anything. So it's kind of weird in that regard. But as far as results go, I mean, it's the same wherever we go. So Jesus shows up and he does his work and ministers through his body, and people get healed and set free.
Now, when you're ministering over there, or over here, I mean, do you kind of prepare stuff, or do you just kind of go with what the Lord, like the leading in your heart and stuff?
Yeah, I do a little bit of both. You know, I've had times in Uganda where, you know, through a dream, the Lord told me what he wanted me to do, or, you know, before I'm, or maybe as I'm on my way to a village, he's showing me things. But for the most part, when we're there, we're speaking in two different villages every single day. And, you know, there is no time to prepare. So what we do is we basically show up, and while the church is singing praise and worship songs, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to talk about? And we actually, I didn't preach the same thing in any village. And I kind of do that in the States, too. You know, I've yet to preach healing the same way twice. And, you know, there's certain stories that overlap, but for the most part, we hit it with a different angle every time.
That's incredible. Now, your event coming up. Now, what are you going to be doing at that event coming up?
Yeah, I was just talking to Mike today. So we're going to have Saturday in the morning, a little bit of training on healing is going to be in there, evangelism, and kind of how to, you know, approach people. We're going to make it real practical. I'm going to have a Q&A time. And then we're going to, for lunchtime, go out and, you know, have lunch, but also try to minister to people, see what kind of opportunities open up. Then we're going to come back in the afternoon, share some testimonies. I'm kind of kicking around what exactly the afternoon will look like. We may do another Q&A now that people have actually put it into practice, or we may do, you know, another session of some kind. So we're going to play that by ear. And then Sunday morning at this church, we're going to do a whole healing service and just kind of see what the Lord does.
Now, what would you say to somebody that's kind of clammy, that's maybe really scared, that don't even believe that it's possible for the Lord to use them?
Oh, they say they're not sure the Lord will use them?
Right.
Yeah. I say just come. I've seen, you know, like I told you, there's in these villages, I'll have some kid who just got saved demonstrate healing. You know, what I tell people is there's 9 different scripture verses that show that every single person who came to Jesus was healed. And most of those actually, you know, he wasn't even trying to minister. Like, well, maybe he was trying to minister. How do I put this? He wasn't necessarily saying anything. Like in Luke 6, there's a verse that says, you know, the crowds of people were all trying to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. So, you know, we see these pictures of Jesus just like power coming from him. And I realized that when in Jesus's ministry, everyone who touched his body was completely healed. And now who is his body now? You know, like physically he's in heaven at the right hand of the Father, but practically he's right here, and we are the body of Christ, and he's the head. So okay. It just stands to reason. If you're part of his body, people should be touching you and getting healed. And so I just tell people, go for it. Make an opportunity. You can be scared all you want, but it's never going to happen until you step out and try something. And it's not scary at all. It's actually quite fun.
That is awesome.
Amen.
Yeah, That's incredible. Stan, you want to go with it somewhere?
Yeah, Art, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and let Mike talk about what's all going down, where it's going to be. Mike, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you and let you talk about where this place is going to be and everything.
Okay, well, thanks, Stan. I'm just so excited that we have the opportunity for Art to come to Raleigh because it's normally quite a distance for him to come, but because he's going to be in Charlotte anyway, it's just a few hours' drive. And what I would encourage your listeners, I know you probably have listeners from all over the country, but I'll bet a lot of them are in the North Carolina area, North or South Carolina. We have people coming up from Wilmington. We have people coming up from Charlotte. And I would just encourage, if you're within 3 hours of Raleigh, and you want to see what God is doing in these last days through the church, and you want to see and be equipped on how to bring that back to your church, I would just encourage you to make the effort to come. It's a free event. It's going to be at a hotel near the Crabtree Mall in Raleigh, and all of the details are on our website, newpathchurch.com. And we do ask that you register and get a ticket. It's free, but we just want to have a good head count so we know how to plan. But, you know, I think it's going to be an amazing event. Like I said, we have people coming from all over. And it's really about, you know, when you think about it, we see lots of churches growing. We see these mega churches with just stadiums full of people. But when you look at it, it's only really like 20% of the U.S. population is really actively going to church and actively involved with a relationship with Jesus. So what we're seeing is a lot of transfers from one church to another, moving from this church to that church. But we're really not, as a church, reaching that 80%. And so what Art is teaching us how to do is basically being Jesus to the person that's in front of you as you're out and about on your daily walk. If you're out, you know, at a grocery store, if you're wherever you are, and you're running into these people that aren't likely going to come to your church, so you can bring the presence of God to them. You can bring Jesus to them. You can show them that he's real. He's not a philosophy. He's not just a belief system, but he's a real person that you can have a relationship with and can actually use the average believer to perform miracles. And the miracles are really just to get their attention, to let them see that the blood that Jesus shed for your healing can also save you. So it's an amazing evangelism tool. But really, the 20% that do go to church, there's only a small percentage that really get that, right? And but we're seeing in these, if you look out on YouTube, just all over the world, there's people doing street ministry. There's people that are doing, are seeing miracles happen. It's happening a lot if you look. So I would just encourage folks, if you're listening to this broadcast, this is on March 14th, so it's more than a week away, and Raleigh can be a day trip. Just drive up in the morning. It'll be over in the afternoon. You can drive home. You don't have to have a hotel. And I would just encourage you to register and come to the event because, you know, I don't know when we'll have a chance to have Art here again. He's from Michigan, and it's just a unique opportunity that he's going to be here. And I would just encourage everyone to go to our website and register and just make an effort to be here because you will definitely be blessed. You heard Art speak tonight. He's got amazing wisdom. He's got amazing experience. And he brings the Holy Spirit wherever he goes, and he's just ready to equip the church. He's a very humble person. He's not coming to be the great healer that everybody comes to get healed. He's coming to equip the church because every believer has Christ living inside them, and they just have to realize it and walk in that authority. So once again, March 14th, 9 o'clock a.m., and you need to register at newpathchurch.com. All the information is there about the location, the time, how to register. I would just encourage you to go to newpathchurch.com, and we hope to see you all there.
Amen. Amen. That's great. Okay.
So I just want to say I appreciate those kind words, Mike. Thanks.
And one thing I do want to add to that, because you did say that Paid in Full is going to be featured on Sid Roth. You know, we went to an event last November in Wilmington. It was called the Power and Love Conference about this kind of thing. And Stan, you were my mentor at that event, and we went out and did a little street ministry on our breaks. And, you know, you're the one that told me about Art Thomas and about his movie Paid in Full. So when I got back to Raleigh, I looked him up, and I saw the trailer for the movie, and I got the digital download. You can either order the DVD or you can watch it one time, or you can download it, you know, a digital download. And I'm telling you, it is an amazing documentary on what God is doing all around the world, including right here in the United States. And it is so powerful. We've been using it in our home, like, for small groups. We've been showing people. I've showed my parents, who are very skeptical about this kind of thing. We've had small groups come in, and I told Art today, I've probably seen it 10 times. I almost have it memorized. But it really is an amazing documentary. And so I know Art will have the DVDs available at our event for purchase. I know Sid Roth is going to be featuring it along with a book that goes along with it on his show. And if you cannot come to our event, please check out the website. Art, you can correct me. I believe it's paidinfullmovie.com. Is that correct?
Or film? Paidinfullfilm. Yeah.
Paidinfullfilm.com. From there, you can order it or you can download it. Please go watch it. It is an amazing tool that will help build your faith and will help if you have a small group at your church who's interested in this and wants to see God move. It really is very powerful to equip people and to build their faith. So I would just definitely recommend checking that out.
Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Art, I just want to ask you, now when you do these events, what is the most memorable miracle that stands out in your mind that's happened on your event?
Oh, I think the one I usually go to, it's actually, you can see the whole thing happen in, you know, on video in the movie Paid in Full. It's also on my YouTube channel. I was in Wichita, Kansas at an event that Pete Cabrera was putting on, and there was these two guys came up to me, and one of them said, "Hey, can you pray for my friend Carlos's ear? He's got hearing loss." And that's all I knew. So I'm just, you know, ear open in Jesus' name, you know, do it several times. Started to hear a little better, a little better, a little better. Finally, his ear opened up, and he's like, "Dude, I'm hearing people." And then after that all happens, they finally tell me the story that, you know, this guy who's 28 at the time, when he was 2 years old, he and his sister were playing doctor, and his sister stuck him in the ear with a hairpin. And because of what happened in there, the doctors had to surgically remove his eardrum. So he was, like, without an eardrum, and now he's hearing. So, I mean, I still don't know if he's miraculously hearing without an eardrum or if he supernaturally regrew an eardrum. But either way, it's pretty ridiculously miraculous. And, you know, that's what we call a creative miracle.
Amen. Chances are he's got a brand new one because that's the way our Father works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. There's a lot of people on here that's heard of you, and there's a lot of people that has heard of you. But I've been watching Art Thomas for a long time with a lot of his YouTube videos, and how I learned about Art, I was actually on YouTube. I was watching Pete Sobrero and a bunch of guys on there, and I ran into Art Thomas online, and I was just watching a lot of his videos because at the time I was really studying in deep about street ministry. I was learning about the power of God, how people works in it, how it normally works through people, and I was just really doing a real deep study on it, and Art Thomas is one of the guys that I learned from. And what's so awesome about Art Thomas, he makes it simple. You know, a lot of these churches you go to, you know, when they start praying for somebody, they got the magic potion, they say like 20 prayers, in Jesus' name, all the demons and all, you know, that type of thing. And by the time they get done praying for them, the person is almost in a coma from all the prayers. And they're sitting there, are you done yet? And Art just makes it simple. And what he does, he actually takes you into the Bible where Jesus didn't really say a whole lot. He just said, be made whole. Or, you know, simple things like that. And it's not in what you say. It's in who is working through you. Basically, is who's working through you. Jesus don't need 20 prayers for his miracles to happen because he's there, and once you say something to happen, it'll happen. The Holy Spirit will do it. So that's basically what he teaches. I mean, people that have heard so many different things, you go to an event like this, you'll learn how simple it is. And a lot of times you'll go out on the street and you'll be instantly activated and you'll start seeing some crazy things happen. I mean, when he came down, he came to Maiden last year, and we went out the street, and I think we ended up in a Walmart, and we was praying for some people, and we saw some unique things, and it's just one of the main things that I saw is how the Holy Spirit was guiding us to different people. You know, we was actually guided down the sidewalk from the event into a park, and the Holy Spirit was showing us like a fence. In or a fence, and was showing us some different things down there at the park. We didn't know what we was going to walk into. We just walked down there to the park, and come to find out, there was a minister having, I think it was a birthday party, and a minister was at the birthday party there in the park, and he was getting ready to go overseas for a mission trip. So the Lord really pushed us there to pray over this minister before he went on his mission trip, which was pretty awesome. We had no idea what was going to happen, you know. So we got to bless the God family and pray for him, and then we went on, and we was, I mean, the Lord was really taking us on a ride. I mean, we was stopping at yard sales, praying for people at yard sales. Then we ended up going towards the Walmart, and we found the Lord was showing us somebody on the side of the street there, and we wasn't sure whether he was supposed to be, you know, he was eating food or car wash. We wasn't sure, and we went to the Walmart, and we saw the guy, and the guy had his whole family lined up on the side of the street, and he was asking for food. And we ran right into him. And what was so unique is about at that Walmart, they normally don't have people like that doing it. It's normally car washing. So when I saw the people there, I thought, they're washing cars. And I didn't see the sign. I was like, no, we'll work for food. I was like, man, I'm sorry, dude. So we saw the family laying there, and we, you know, we went to Burger King, and I remember Art, we all brought food out there. Art paid for their meal, which I thought was very humble on his behalf, and we got to, you know, help the family out. We prayed for them. We prayed for the father. It was awesome. And then we went the rest of the way to the Walmart, start praying for people in Walmart. It was unique. I mean, you know, we saw people heal. We saw the Lord touch people. And I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen to you in Raleigh. We're going to go out in the street, and the Lord is going to touch people through you. You come to the event, the Lord is going to use you to touch people. And I'm going to tell you, it's a blessing to be able to be used that way. If you want to see the Lord work through you like he never has before, come to this event. Listen to Art. Let him teach you how this stuff goes. Let him teach you in the Word of God where it points you to you, where this is really what you're supposed to be doing anyway. Just show up and let the Lord guide you. I'm telling you, it will pay off. You'll be able to take what he teaches you and take it home and use it and walk in the everyday walking like Christ. That's what we want to do. We want to walk like Christ every day, not just on Sundays, but every day. That's what this is all about. So thanks again, Art, for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, you guys are talking this thing up so much, I want to come.
Hey, Stan, I wanted to just add that, you know, some people listening to this might be really excited about coming and being equipped for doing, you know, street evangelism and street ministry. But I know that also scares a lot of people. And I want to encourage you to come, even if you say to yourself, I'm not one of those people. That's not my personality. I'd be afraid to say something to someone. I want you to come anyway, because it's going to really build your faith. And even if you just use this for your own friends, neighbors, coworkers, family, and never go do street ministry, you're going to get amazing benefit. It's going to build your faith, and you're going to start where you're comfortable, and you're going to, and the Holy Spirit will stretch you a little bit each time until you can get to where, you know, he wants you to be. So I don't want anyone to be scared off thinking I would be afraid to do that. Come and hear Art, and what we'll typically do at lunchtime is pair people up with people that have a little more experience doing this. And if you just go and observe, you know, at first, and I think you'll see that it's not so scary after all, and it's actually pretty amazing. But I just encourage people to come, whatever your goals are. If your goals are just simply to understand what the Bible says about healing, so you can feel confident that when you're praying for someone who's sick, whether it's a family member or a friend, that that it is God's will to heal them, and that he can use you to do that. So I would just encourage everyone to come out to this event. We have room for 100 people, and we currently have about 55 seats, tickets sold, and not everybody who got a ticket will show up. So I believe we have at least 50 spots available, and we have almost 2 weeks before the event. So I encourage you to get a ticket and come out to the event, see Art in person, get your questions answered in person, get activated, buy some materials to take home so you can share with your friends and your small groups, and you'll definitely be blessed.
Amen. That sounds like a great deal there. And it's, like I said, it's awesome to be able to take place in an event. And also, another thing I can say about an event like this, you know, everybody is getting transformed during this event. I mean, the Lord is touching you. He may be healing you. He may be delivering you. He may be transforming you. You never know what He's going to do to you during an event like this. Any event like this, no matter whether it's Art Thomas or, you know, some speaker, you know, that speaking the word of God, you never know what's going to happen in things like this. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will transform you even during the event while you're sitting there just listening. And this is what Art is really known for, is being healed during the presentation. He's known for that. Now, there's another minister, Kathleen, skipped my mind what it was. Anyway, there's a minister back years ago, Kathleen Coleman. Yeah, Kathleen Coleman. Yeah, she was real known for this. People would come to her event, and she would not even lay hands on nobody. You would see thousands of people getting healed in the audience. And it was a unique thing that she did. She took all over the world, people, thousands and thousands, and she had this unique gift of being close with the Holy Spirit. And people would listen to her minister, and they would get healed. It's awesome. This thing here is kind of like that. I'm not saying it's like that, but it's kind of like it. You sit in the audience, the Holy Spirit is going to touch you in a certain way. And plus, you're going to be able to go on the street and minister the way the Lord did. I'm telling you, this is one you need to come to. And it's awesome. I got to experience it, and I really, you know, invite everybody to experience it. But that's what we're going to talk about this one this week. And like I said, come to the event, let the Lord touch you. And again, Ark, thank you for coming on the show. It's always a blessing to have you on the show.
Thanks, man.
And thanks, Robert and Chris and Mike, all of y'all coming on the show. It's awesome to always have y'all. Well, have Robert and Chris, but Mike, it's kind of unique with him. He's on here every once in a while. It's good to have you guys on here, too.
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Now, Art, could you say a prayer for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
For everybody in the audience.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, I just, I thank you for this show. I thank you for everything you're doing through Reverend Stan and his team here. I just pray you bless it, Lord. Lord, for any listeners or even any of the hosts that may be struggling with something physical, right now we speak healing to that in Jesus' name. Be completely whole. And if you've been having problems with anything, I just ask you to check it out. You know, try to do something you couldn't do. If it's something that can't be tested immediately, give it the time it needs. If you need to go to a doctor to check it out, do that. But find out what the Lord has done and just give Him glory for it. So, Father, I pray your blessing on this event that's coming up, that we would see incredible things happen, wild miracles that blow our minds, just so that you can get glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen.
And, Go ahead.
I was just saying, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, man, that's good.
And I'm looking forward to seeing all y'all there at the event, and I'll be really willing to meet every one of you and talk with you, and we'll just enjoy the event and see what the Lord does there. It'll be awesome.
Amen.
So, we'll see you Saturday morning at 9:30. God bless every one of y'all. And we'll see you then.
Good night.
Good night.
My and I send.